Hi, welcome to True Creeps, where the stories are true and the creeps are real. We'll cover stories from grotesque gore to the possibly plausible paranormal, to horrifying history, to tense and terrible true crime, and everything else that goes bump in the night. We're your hosts, Amanda,
and I'm Lindsay, and we want you to join us while we creep.
We cover mature topics. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi there. I'm about to play the audio from this month's live episode. We show some images and we discuss them, so if you'd like to watch the video version of this episode, you can head to the link at the top of our show notes.
Hi! Welcome to True Creeps. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Amanda.
And today we're going to be talking about the Phelps Dodge Hospital in Ajo, Arizona. Amanda did a paranormal investigation there recently, so we're going to talk about the history and then we'll talk about what she experienced. If you don't know, this is our very first live episode, so we are both very excited and very nervous. So if we're stumbling a little bit, that's probably why. Also,
We stumble either way.
No, it's true.
We just don't can't edit it this time. Yeah.
We can't hide it. We can't make it seem we're a bit more polished, but here we are live. We do love talking about a mining town, but before we get into that, just like some housekeeping of how we're going to do this. So we've got our notes. Mine are here. Amanda's are on her computer. You might hear my papers rustle. So if you hear that, you're welcome. There's some ASMR. And then also, while I'm thinking about it, let's hit with this spooky music in the background. Ooh. Too loud? Yeah?
I think it's fine, but you know.
Perfect. I'm going to get a little quieter. It's just there. It's just there in the background, if you will. Okay. So we're really excited about the fact that we can interact with everybody. So there is a chat feature, whether you're on YouTube or Instagram. The Instagram was a game time decision, but the app that we're on should aggregate all of the comments. It gives like a 15 second delay. So if you send something, we may not see it right away. Also, if we stare at the chat the entire time, we'll lose our place. We're going to lose our place already. So this way we have it built into our outline when to check, but we'll also be looking in between. So hit us with your comments, questions, reactions. We want it all. And then are you ready to get into it, Amanda? Are you ready to talk about Phelps Dodge Hospital?
Sort of.
Are you as ready as you're going to be? Also, we're probably going to call it the hospital bunch because Phelps Dodge Hospital is a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I live in Arizona, and I didn't even know this place existed until the last few months. But I get really excited when I find a new spooky place. I actually just did a video about wanting to find more spooky places. So
I love it.
It's exciting. And when I say local, like, it still took like 2 hours to get there, but that's local. You drive everywhere here. Now, this is said to be one of the most spirit-active locations in southern Arizona, and it's had a lot of paranormal investigations and even some shows come through. Oh, hey, Mary. I just saw her comment.
Oh, hi.
So first, we're going to touch on the history of the area, as we usually do. And we review that because the land can have energy that's left over from other things, not just one building. And Ajo, Arizona is located in the Sonoran Desert, about 43 miles from the border. That part was cut off. And the area was originally inhabited by the ancestors of the modern Tohono O'odham Nation, which means desert people. Throughout hundreds of years and many generations, the indigenous population had a deep knowledge of how to survive in one of the harshest desert environments in North America. That place is very hot and very hard to live in.
This, I find it fascinating, the idea of like being able to grow crops in deserts and stuff like that, knowing where to find water and all that. So always felt very impressive.
I am not good at it. We have a garden and it is not doing well.
I don't live in a desert and my garden's not doing well.
Thanks.
They're dying. They're dying. They're burning.
They're dying. She's like, should I wear long sleeves or short? And I was like, what are long sleeves?
Like, they don't make sleeves in Arizona.
No, they don't. They melt off. They just like slough off.
Great. Love it.
Yeah. Arizona. So This was long before Spanish explorers and later Mexican settlers began exploring the region. It's disgusting, but not too surprising. The relationship between the explorers and the settlers with the indigenous people were complex, unequal, and violent. And as more time passed, more and more of the region was taken by colonizers. And with that, the indigenous population's ability to practice their way of life was taken as well. During the exploration and colonization, if I could speak, they discovered a copper deposit around the 1600s.
Discovered.
Mm-hmm. Discovered is in quotes. But, of course, they hadn't really discovered anything. The indigenous populations had been well aware of these resources, like the minerals and the pigments. They were already using them. And so word spread about the discovery of the copper deposits, and outside interest began to grow.
And that's what brings us to the New Cornelia Mine, which is a little bit different than other mines, because I'm going to say what it is. And that likely will mean nothing to you unless you're a mine enthusiast. But it was an open pit operation, which means that someone took a massive Devo hat and pressed it into the earth, and that's how they made it. Like,
yes, that's how they made it. They had the Devo hat already.
They had the Devo hat. Obviously, what else would they use?
I don't know. I'm not a Minecrafter.
But so, again, it's a big pit, and it has kind of like rows that go down is the gist of this, though. So I have in my notes, respond to chat. So that means that's what this time it's time for that. I appreciate that any long sleeve spontaneous will spontaneously combust. They absolutely they will.
That is fact.
I also have learned that our Instagram comments do not show. So
Oh, good.
It's on another screen. I'll do my best.
Hi, Instagram.
I will try Instagram. That as well. Yeah. But okay, so what was once just a desert landscape becomes eventually Ajo, and a town is built up around the New Cornelia Mine. And an interesting part about that is the fact that because it's owned by the mine, everything is owned by the mine. So the houses, the schools, the roads, I mean, like everything. And I'm saying everything, but it's going to click later why it's like, oh, that is kind of weird. Like, how much it could control, right? Because basically a person's like how much they're paying in rent, what their like how nice their house is, how close it is to their job, it all depends on how valuable their job is, which that's not too dissimilar from a society where they pay people more for other jobs. But when it's when you don't even have like a choice at like really in your housing and stuff like that, it makes it a little bit I feel like the power imbalance is a little higher there, right? And mm-hmm. We'll talk about it later, but it's not too surprising that there were labor disputes because people were likely very unhappy because they didn't have a lot of control in the town that they lived. So Phelps Dodge was also... So, I'm lying to you. It's not Phelps Dodge yet. It's still New Cornelia. But they're ultimately in charge of the stores, the utilities, schools, and eventually medical care.
Yeah, and that last one is interesting, too, because it seems like they would have thought about a medical facility beforehand. Yes. Like, it would have been crucial with a mine.
Right.
But it wasn't. And what would ultimately be named the Phelps Dodge Hospital was created by necessity and growth. Also, I live where jets go over, and a jet is going through. So if you hear it, I'm sorry.
I didn't fly hear over any often. Jet, and I'm disappointed now.
It's like... The window in front of me is vibrating. So,
oh, yeah. A moment. Sound effects, even.
Sound effects. Yeah. Jet sound effects. See, with our podcast, we could edit that out.
Yeah.
But you hear all the weird stuff that happens.
Yeah.
So, as the town grew, the number of medical complications and accidents grew. And because some of the dangers of the mines were encountering like crazy things, so like they were encountering accidents like crushed limbs, explosion injuries, heat-related issues, because remember, we're in the desert, heat stroke, dehydration, respiratory conditions, just being, you know, out in the desert and moving dirt around a lot. So the prolonged exposure from the dust caused a lot of issues. But even without the medical complications of the mine, residents were in need of general medical care because it was the miners and their families living there. So they didn't only need a trauma unit, they needed a full medical facility that can handle standard issues as well. Accidents, childbirth, you name it.
Everyone agrees that jets are good, just so you know.
I see that. Yeah.
Thank you for the hype, guys. We appreciate it. So we're going to talk about the hospital history specifically, but we're going to say like 1,000 times that the company owned the town. Because when you're thinking of your normal haunted location, it's a location in and of itself. It's not part of something bigger, like just one piece of it. And because of that, you can often find independent records. But here, all of the records about the properties are going to be company records. So those aren't really going to be out in the world so much. So we rely on the history of the mining town, newspaper articles, and other paranormal sites and accounts to cobble together the history of the hospital itself. So again, as we talk about the hospital, remember that one of the reasons it's so important to understand it in the context of the mining town is because there is no hospital without the mining town.
Mm-hmm. It's all one.
Mm-hmm. Is it time for me to sing when two become one live? Should I?
We get banned from YouTube immediately.
Oh no, they'd be like copyright infringement. I'm like, it's a parody. I can argue it. They won't like that though, and it won't be a fun time. So the original name of the hospital was the New Cornelia Hospital. And this was a smart decision. It was located directly across from the mine. Makes sense. It opened in 1919, and they used reinforced concrete to make the building. And when they designed it, it was made to withstand the harsh desert climate, but also it was fire resistant. And if you've listened to any of our other haunted location episodes before, not live because this is our first one, but if you listen to any of our other haunted location episodes, then you know that like 9 times out of 10, there's a fire. Like, ghosts love a place that was on fire at least one.
That's one point. Of the first things we research when we look.
Yeah, we're like, was it on fire?
We're like, when did it burn down?
Yeah, it's wild. But so we can't find, and again, any record of a fire. But also, there was probably enough like explosions in the general location that it would. I feel like it might count. Like there's burning around. Like there's burning afoot, if you will.
Fair, but not in this building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was New Cornelia. And then it became Phelps Dodge. Oh, hit my mic already. Wow, that was 13 minutes in. That's a record. So Phelps Dodge acquired New Corleone. Proud of me. And then I said New Corlelia. Phelps Dodge. Once I start saying things wrong, it just goes downhill. But normally we edit this out and put it at the end. But it's right here now. So Phelps Dodge acquired New Cornelia mining operation in 1921, and it was also around that time that the town became much more structured, and there were additions to the original hospital building in the 30s and the 40s, and all together, when everything's all said and done, it's going to be almost 30,000 square feet. So a really massive property, especially yeah. when we're going to talk about this later, but what it is today and who owns it today, it's very interesting considering it's that big.
Yeah, it's very big and a little confusing when you're walking around it because it's a big hospital.
I would imagine so.
The fluctuation of copper prices in the 1970s started the gradual decline, and there were labor disputes and restructuring of the operation, so kind of a lot happening. As the need for miners decreased, the town's population started to dwindle. And while it was a mining town, there was a need for other occupations as well. So there was non-mining things happening, like the hospital, there were schools, things like that. But primarily, it was because of the mine. We couldn't find an exact date of when the hospital closed, but it's believed to have been around 1986. And it was a direct result of the Phelps Dodge Corporation closing its local copper mining operations. So when the mine closed, everything just kind of started to shut down. And not too surprisingly, there were massive layoffs and a big population decline for the area. After the hospital's closure, it was a small outpatient clinic for a very short time, but we couldn't find the exact dates of like when that actually operated. And like Lindsay said, today it's still a massive, almost 30,000 square foot building. And it stands on a 4-acre hilltop and it just looks ominous, right? Like it's on a hill and you can see it from almost anywhere in the town. Now, the property was recently purchased.
Hold on real quick. I'm going to show them what that looks like. One moment.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting technical, everyone. Hold on. Hold on tight. Here we go. Here's Amanda's beautiful photo. It was also our episode art. Oh, Amanda, scratch your face if you need to. We're hidden. This is what she's talking about, how beautiful it is.
When we were leaving, like 1:30 in the morning-ish.
Stunning. Okay. Let me figure out how to go back to us. Here we are.
Yeah, but it's a massive building on a hill. And it was recently purchased in 2025. And the new owners, the Kepley family, is planning to repurpose the building and trying to keep its historical characteristics while also developing it. And so they do have a lot of big plans for this building. And they want to make it like a paranormal destination. But also to house the community in different various ways. So it's kind of cool how many ideas they have for it. But they do have a GoFundMe to help with the restorations. And you can find all the links and everything. They actually have a Facebook page where they share updates about the building and like what they're planning on doing. And it's under Phelps Dodge Hospital. Oh, for
we'll
sure.
Also
oh,
yeah. Put it in a link out too.
Yeah. And La Muerte Paranormal actually allowed me to tag along with them for the investigation. So they're in the chat right now. Thank you. Yeah, I'll share it.
And then while we're doing a little bit of looking, I'm going to show you also the video that Amanda took of what the mine looks like, if I can, if it lets me.
Oh, yeah. It was surrounded by a fence, so we tried to go as close as we could to get a picture or, you know, this is a video of it. If not, we'll share it on our socials.
It's taking a moment. It's thinking about it. Maybe later, it said to me. Okay. So we're going to move along. Let's see if there's anything in the chat. I do have a note there. Let me take a little peek at Instagram. Okay. We're talking along. Okay. So we've talked about some history. We've talked about the hospital itself. Now let's talk about why people think it's haunted, other than the obvious reasons, which folks have experienced stuff, right? So when we talk about any location, we're always going to talk about why would that place be haunted? Like why, like, you know, if it's a new development or something like that, we're like, something must have happened. We should research that. In an older place, sometimes it's kind of more of a given once people have started to be there. But so a violent history in the region before the mining operation even opened. And then when you think of a hospital in particular, hospitals are filled with very big feelings, right? You've got death in and of itself. You also have grief, joy, all the things. And it's just a lot. So like I immediately like lose my place in my notes. So hospitals generally, not so surprising that they might be haunted. But there's also everything that's happening around the hospital as well. And not all of it great. I mentioned it earlier, but there was a lot of labor unrest. There was also just the general crime that exists in a town. Standard, like your average deaths, right? People are going to die at some point. Wow, that I got, what a downer. What a time. And then we also saw some sources that referenced some possible railroad deaths, but we weren't 100% sure. We couldn't find that a lot of places. And we saw that there was an accident and that they may have taken them to Phelps Dodge Hospital.
Yeah, there's some references between like papers and things to it, but it didn't say specifically where the accident occurred. But if it was in that area, they would have been taken to that hospital.
Yeah, makes sense. And then the fact that the mine is still there and spirits or energy could be coming from that. Also, just as a general note, when we're talking about any kind of spooky things happening, if a place feels kind of weird, that's sometimes its own kind of separate bucket of like, am I experiencing something paranormal or is this place just creepy? Sometimes the Venn diagram is a circle. Like it feels weird because it is weird, you know?
Right.
But remote areas like this tend to feel kind of creepy, right? So you're kind of primed to have that kind of in your head already. And also, just as a note, only about 3,100 people live in Ajo. So it's pretty tiny. And then the building itself, although it is owned by someone, it's not like they're occupying every room. A lot of it is vacant. So it has just kind of like a different feeling, especially because you know that it is owned and that it's like, oh, this is completely untouched in these spaces. And that's right. Partially too, because everything that was in there was taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk
about that. Yeah, everything was auctioned off from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All the equipment, which again, and stuff.
The opposite of Malvern, which is where everything was left. Malvern Manor. I'm going to bring it up every time.
We put it on the map.
We did. Not really, but Malvern itself, the city, not Malvern Manor.
Yeah.
Because we can't claim one. We can only claim geographic notoriety. You're welcome, Iowa. And then the last idea for perhaps why it could be haunted is the copper deposits, and that we already know that copper is a really good conductor for electricity, heat, and electromagnetic energy. So it's not altogether surprising that this type of energy might be conducted well there as well. And some folks that think that it might be almost like an environmental battery for the paranormal, which an interesting and
I love
worrisome
that.
Note. New. She's like, I love it. I'm like, I am afraid. I'm like, oh, it's basically solar powered. Like, not solar powered because it's coming from the earth,
yeah.
But it's like a natural, like, ruh-roh to me. Anywho. And then, yeah. And then also, some folks think that because of how good it is at being a conductor, it might also amplify crystals. And that might have an effect as well.
Okay. Right, we're gonna pause.
How nice to help you. Yeah. An easy peasy haunted location.
Right.
Okay, I'm taking a peek at the chat. Okay, we're going to keep chugging along.
Now, there's been a lot of investigations there. A lot of people have come and gone through there. And many have reported a lot of strange occurrences. And they include shadow figures, feelings of being watched or not being alone when you're in a room alone, objects moving on their own, and then my favorite, ghost sounds. So disembodied voices, the sounds of carts rolling. So think of like a hospital cart rolling through the halls.
I feel like that's like quintessential like haunted hospital, is that you have to have that, like Amanda and I fiddling with our earbuds because we're not used to them.
I know. I'm like, I can't wear these.
Amanda's like, you don't understand. But anyway, yes, like any type of ghost sounds are creepy, but I feel like the like squeak, squeak of like a cart, like that's what I'm imagining.
Exactly. Some have heard babies crying, doors slamming, a person crying, not a baby, but an adult crying, children singing, that would be kind of it for me.
I'd be like, good day.
Thank
I'm
you,
gonna
buddy.
Head out now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Growling, which is great when something growls at you.
Yeah.
There's also been ghost smells like cigar smoke,
those
sulfur.
Are our favorite. We do love a ghost smell.
And even blood. And I'll add one to this list in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And one that you're not going to expect.
And I feel like Lindsay was just so excited. That was the one takeaway when I showed her my notes from the investigation.
Yeah. I was like, okay, fresh smell. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing else is important to me. Just that ghost smell. That one thing. Other things happened. It was just for me. I was like,
that was number one for her list.
Stuck out.
And many have reported an aggressive presence who isn't a big fan of men in the laboratory, or laboratory, as we will always call it now, because of a video we saw forever ago.
From the Phillips experiment.
The Phillips experiment. Yeah.
It would be fun if we did an episode like this and watch the videos from the Phillips experiment. That would be a fun time.
Favorite scientists.
Some
reports in the laboratory are of men being thrown across the room or held against the wall. Which, like,
I don't like it.
We'll talk about it, but we did not experience it at all.
Good.
Good, yeah. The poor two
Could you imagine if, like, you were thrown up against a wall? And I was like, but anyway, ghost smells.
This is my takeaway. And they're like, something big happened to us. And I'm like, but I smelled this. They wouldn't go with me anymore. So there's also apparitions of children running or walking. There's a lot of children here. Some have experienced negative energy feelings in the basement. And La Llorona, the Mexican folktale of the Weeping Woman, has sometimes been tied to the Sonoran Desert, which is in this area. So I have seen some people tie it to this general area, perhaps. Ooh, that was a good one. I saw a comment that we should see if it's on ley lines.
You know, I very long ago really wanted to do an episode on ley lines. And so I was going to start with like, well, I looked up like, what are they? How are they explained? Very easy and very short. So I was like, oh, we'll get into like all of the movies that are like, it happened because it was on a ley line, right? But I could, at that time, there was no list of movies or like and media that blamed a ley line. And it broke my brain so thoroughly that I was like, am I going to have to make it? Because that's a full-time job, having to watch everything that ever existed to figure out if they mentioned ley lines. Someone's got to do it though, you know?
Someone has to step up, and it has to be you.
It must be me. Who else could it be?
No one.
No, just who else? Someone also said that it would be interesting to map out how many haunted mines are copper mines. I agree. Look, Amanda and I have been really feeling talking about mines lately. We got mines.
It just happens.
We're going to do crafts, mine crafts.
Yep. In the mines. There's a lot of bugs in mines, though. They're not my favorite. Not this one, because this is an upside down Devo hat mine, but other mines.
Did my little video load yet? Is it a good time for me to try to do that? Hey.
Oh, yeah. Here's the mine. That's us trying to get it through a fence. But do you see what she means by like the steps?
Upside down Devo hat. We'll also post this on our social media, too. Okay, now I have to figure out how to leave that. We're back. Okay. And then also, I also don't want to hear ghost wheel sounds. We also have a comment for that. And then what else we have? All mines are haunted. Agreed.
They are.
I just feel like there's not going to be a lot of good energy down there. I do hope that they aren't haunted with employees, because that deeply upsets me, because you shouldn't be stuck in your ghost job.
No.
Mm-mm. No, especially as a minor. That feels extra bad. I would hope it would be just like residual. Or a ghost that was like, I was curious about mines in my life, and they just found themselves there.
That's what we're going to end up doing.
We're going to haunt mines. That's where we're going to haunt. The mines.
Yeah, not a dumb ghost. A mine ghost.
Amanda's going to play emo music at like random people.
Yeah, like, that's going to be the sound of the mine.
Yeah, the sound of the mine. Amanda's mine haunting. What a time.
Yeah. So if you ever hear emo music out of nowhere, it's just me saying hi.
It's Amanda. Oh, and and there also were a ton of bats there too, weren't there?
Just a couple.
And bats.
Some of the videos that I sent Lindsay were just me trying not to get hit by a bat.
That's fair. They're wily.
We got there during the day. We're going to talk more about the investigation, but we're like, oh, there's no bats. I bet they're adorable. Like, I love bats. But when they're flying out of nowhere, it's unsettling.
I mean, my parents have bats that you can see from their porch, like their deck out back. And those are cute because there's a few of them here and there. It's not an enclosed space. When there's limited spaces for the bats to go, it's immediately more alarming.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, I like bats. I have one that lives on my patio sometimes. We're fine with him. He eats the bugs. But yeah, when you don't expect it,
he's a hardworking bat.
He is a hardworking bat. I bought him a house.
I love it.
I'm afraid I have it and I've wanted to put it up a few times, but I'm afraid it's going to cook him because it's so hot. So I have to like find a shady place or build a shade for it because it's hell here.
That's so scary. Also, yeah. If an animal does come within 10 feet of Amanda and isn't claimed by another human, that's her animal now. Bats, yes, included.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had one on our wall. I think I sent you a picture of it a few months ago. And I was like, what do I do with this bat? And like, I called a bat rescue and they're like, you're going to have to get it and bring it to us. And I was like, okay. I thought I wasn't supposed to touch it, but I guess if they told me to, it's my bat now.
You were like, I guess I have to cuddle it. When we lived in Florida, yeah, we were like going for a little walk and there was this thing on the ground that we originally thought, I thought it was a frog because it was hopping strangely. And Ben is not afraid of frogs and wouldn't go near it. And then he like leaned down and he picked it up and it was a bat. And he, Ben, oh, Snow White. No. And the thing just was like, and like sat on his shoulder and like snuggled him. And we were like, something is unwell with him. I think he had a really big tick, if I'm not mistaken. But Ben like cuddled him. He called a rescue. They were like, please bring him to us. Don't touch him. And Ben's like, understood. Like, Ben, like, okay, won't touch him.
Never happened. It's fine. We're still alive today. So I think we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. That's how Ben.
Otherwise, you're going to start hearing that emo music.
I am not afraid of frogs. That is correct. Okay, let's see if we have any other comments. There are tunnels under Salem that I'm convinced started as mines. I'm intrigued. Maybe. I'm intrigued by that. Yeah, and then Arizona has so many haunted cities with working and or no longer working mines. I feel like there's probably so many mines that are unloved, unlooked at, because people are like, they're done, and just kind of move on.
Right? I talked about a while ago on one of our episodes, hiking down to a mine at like 1 a.m. and going in it, but there's too many bugs, so I gave up. But there are a lot of mines. Also, whenever Ben, I saw your comment.
Huh? Oh, I was just going to say, I was like, whenever we're recording, I always end up taking like notes on other things I want to research, and I'm looking up how are mines decommissioned. Because I'm just curious. It's not even spooky. I'm just curious about how the rules of it.
She does love Minecrafts. Ben, the where are you? All I thought of was in the sound of My Chemical Romance.
Okay, hold on. On a separate note, if Ben and I are in a grocery store, Target, Costco, anywhere, and we can't find one another, one of us goes, where are you? And the other one goes, and I'm so sorry. And just 10 out of 10. It's a great way to find your person. And right. It is I will be haunting him in the future.
Perfect. I want him to make one of those songs now in the sound of Blink-182 instead of the My Chemical Romance.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And you heard it. You heard it. He's here. He's listening. Also, Amanda is the angsty minor. Yes. That's it. I'm going to make a little note of that.
That's going to be our next shirt.
Oh, minor. Don't you know? I had a little pickaxe. You know what I mean? Amanda is the angsty
doing Minecrafts
miner. Somehow it's also gonna look like a Pokeball.
Perfect.
But apparently all I can draw right now are mushrooms with ghosts on them. So I'm gonna have to figure out how to draw that with that. Although I did draw some lovely Mothmen earlier. Anyway, okay, what else over here?
Love it.
Ben's talking about foxes and possums. We don't need to get into that. I would pat hold still, you're driving, while he was driving, and said it was a fox. It was a possum.
Either one, I'd be fine with. I would let it in. We've possums been recording so before, and I've had to be like, Lindsay, hold on, there's dogs at my door. And then I let them in, and they were my dogs for a couple hours.
I don't remember the dogs becoming yours. I just remember them being at your house.
Yeah, they were on the Ring doorbell, and I was like, there's dogs at my door. I gotta go.
Okay, two things. First off, Damien said Mine Chemical Romance, so just like writing that down. Mine Chemical Romance, that's the name of Amanda's emo band.
Hell yeah.
I'm very glad the rabies vax procedure is much less scary now.
I still thought it was scary, but hey, that's good news to know. I'm gonna need that at some point.
You of all people are, because you're like, they found a bobcat in the neighborhood. It's my friend. Like, all animals. Yeah. Let's see what else we got. I don't know, but I think we need video proof of him not being afraid of frogs. Oh, Ben, your niece and nephew now have frogs, so I'm pretty sure we could prove whether you're not afraid of that.
Yes.
He's like, I am going to fight you. Oh, perfect. I like it. Somebody else is going to start responding to where are you now? Love that. Okay. Even better. And then Minecrafts. Yes.
Thanks.
And also shirt. Just great for Damien's mind. Chemical Romance. Just a 10 out of 10. Okay. So shall we continue?
Yeah. Let's get into the investigation.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. It was a hospital. A very big hospital.
Okay. Let's pack it up.
All done. Also, it was hot. I was telling Lindsay, I took a quick video. I'll post it. But I was like, do I look like I'm melting too much? Because it's hot. And like, I even went by one of the windows because I was like, maybe this will look less melty. It didn't.
How hot was it?
It wasn't quite 100 yet, I don't think. I was like,
oh, okay. But like, it was like 90 to 100. So like, when you say hot, you mean like hot, hot.
Okay. I was like, all the people that went with me are in the chat. I was like, what would you guys say? I'd say like 90s, right? But like, there's not a lot of air circulation in the building, just the windows. And then you're like, well, if I go near this window, is the bat going to try to come out?
Very fair. Very, very fair. So as we talk about Amanda's investigation, we're going to do a little bit of it like in interview style, because I wasn't there, and Amanda, she's told me a little bit about it, but I haven't heard her like full debrief, because we like to save some things to like while we're recording on purpose, because otherwise we're going to say something and then we're like, man, we wish we should have recorded that, because that now we're going to have to repeat that in the episode, but we're doing it now. And just a cool 98 degrees. Ooh, brisk.
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, so what were your initial impressions when you pulled up before you even walked in?
So, like, as we were driving up, I think I said this before, but it gave me House on Haunted Hill vibes, because it's just, like, overlooking the town. Like, when you're driving up, it's on this big hill. And we were a little confused on how to get up there at first. But it's very eerie, even during the day.
And then kind of set the scene for us as you're going, because, like, time of day. You already said it was hot, so we know that. And we know that it was still light out when you got there. But tell us, set the scene for us.
So I was like gonna say, oh, it was Saturday.
It was a hot and clammy day.
Hot Saturday. I don't remember what day, but we got there around 5-ish. And I was very lucky because our friend Ashley, who Lindsay has gotten to go on an investigation with,
she's a treasure. She invited and a delight. Me.
She is. So I drove up with her and her husband Chris. And then we met Vince and Christy from La Muerte Paranormal, which are in the chat. You guys should follow them because they have great videos as well. And they're going to be putting one out about this investigation. And they had a lot more video stuff than me. I was looking at my videos and I was like, it's very dark. I need to bring more flashlights. We also had Joe West, who is a psychic medium empath. And that was the first time I got to meet her, too. She was great. All great people to investigate with. I can't wait to do another one. We got there around 5 and I think we left around like 1:30-ish in the morning. So it was a while. Lindsay put a note. Was there a cat? Yes, there was a cat.
Because so often we go on investigations, there are cats. And we were like, this is a good sign.
Yes, yes. She was the goodest girl. I asked what her name was and they kind of stumbled on her name, and I was like, I wonder if she just goes by various names. You know how some cats have like 5 different names, and they're like, and I'm like, fair. Lots of cats have lots of names. But she was pretty chill, and like, she did follow us around the bottom floor for a while. That's kind of her home base. She has like her cat tree and stuff there. But she never gave us church vibes like Velisca. So I appreciated that she just was happy being there.
She's like, I'm just part of it. I'm just part of this building and its lore.
Yeah. I guess she likes to catch the bats, though. I was like,
okay. She's like, she's hungry. Also, like, She's a hunter. It is what she does. I also realized that there is an option for me to show the chat on our stream. And I'm just going to play with that really quick. So give me 1 second. I was just going to cover my face. Don't need to see me.
Switch me roles. I'll be on that side.
Here, I'm just going to... You keep talking for a second. I'm going
to... Towards the end of the night, the cat came up to us. And you know how when we were at Vulture City and she was like meowing at us and we were like, oh, what do you want from us? So Ashley and I followed her around, and what she wanted us to do is she wanted to show us a bat that she found. And I think she wanted us to watch her hunt it.
Look, our cat Pickle is the best hunter. She brings us tiny things, and I have to praise her, right? I'm like, you are the best hunter that's ever hunted, ever. And that is for a stuffed mouse. So I hope that you gave her the appropriate amount of praise.
I did praise her quite a bit. Good. Like, good. You're very good at hunting.
Okay. I have the chat here for now. We're going to see how we like this. It may or may not stay there.
Okay.
Because I know that we're reacting to things. So especially while we're getting used to it, I want to make sure that there's context, you know? I'm throwing this at Amanda, by the way, mid thing. Didn't talk about this before.
I don't know what's going on.
She's like, she's running it over there. Great. Can I? No.
I said if I ran it, it was going to be a mess.
Sorry, I am fighting it for a second. Okay, great. We're going to keep chugging along. Okay, so we've got a lot of bats, a lot of bugs. It's hot as hell. And you were there for a very long time. I did give Amanda a whole bunch of questions that I was going to ask her, but I do want to ask you just this too. When going to go on like a paranormal investigation and you know it's that long, like how much water like should a person bring to that type of thing?
I brought my big cup, and then we had stopped on the way to get more water just in case, and snacks. Although we didn't end up really getting into the snacks because
we never do, right? Like, we also don't ever. We're like, we're going to eat. I don't know what we think we're going to do. Like,
we ate
oranges. We're going to be like the ghost from Casper. We ate a lot of oranges.
I always think of that scene of them eating. I don't know why. It just comes up in my head all the time.
All the time. I also do really like to crack into an ice cold Werther's if I can. I do have when I was at Westminster Hall, I like me cracking open a fresh Werther's as I'm walking down the stairs. I haven't posted it yet, but I was like, this is a good time for it. And people who I was investigating with were like, are you 90 years old? They didn't say it, but I think that they may have been thinking it, which is fair because an ice cold Werther's is a delight. But you can't have that in Arizona where it's hot. So just a shit ton of water.
Yeah, lots of water. Okay,
so almost 30,000 square feet. What areas of the building? Oh, I'm hitting things. What areas of the building did you go into?
So we did get a tour from the owner. He took us all over and explained like what he knew about the building and where things were. Him and his family live on the bottom floor. So we didn't go, like, we did explore a little bit of it in the evening, but just a couple locations. But we were mainly on the top floor. So like that's where the nursery was. The surgery room was up there, patient rooms, nurse's station, everything. Downstairs, we did explore the records room and then the laboratory.
Interesting. Okay. And then we're going to get into Amanda more like just telling us about her experience too. But when you first walked in, we do this on every investigation. It's almost kind of annoying because I'm like, okay, everyone, like impressions. What's everyone's impressions? And I'm like writing them down because I will forget everything. And I write things down to lock it into my brain. But what were your first impressions when you first walked in? And then as you walked into different areas, if you want to tell us about that now or later.
She should be very proud of me because I even sent her my notes because I took notes as I was walking around. But we entered through the emergency ambulance area. And when I first walked in, I wrote down that I felt kind of sad walking in. And it was like right after I passed the first patient room is what I believe he said it was. But there was one room and I was like, it just feels so sad here. I want to say Joe So the medium that was with us, she had also said that she was feeling a lot as she walked in. The owner was telling us about how he wanted to make it like a paranormal destination. So as we were walking, he was kind of pointing out different places and what he was going to turn it into.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the stuff that we saw inside was new. So like it wasn't from the hospital. It's just he's been buying things so that he can kind of decorate once everything's fully restored. Also, Joe had mentioned hearing a baby cry at one point. I wish I was blessed with that, but she can hear a lot more than us and did mention hearing the baby cry. So I thought that was interesting because we had seen a lot of reports of people saying that they hear babies.
I think that if I heard a baby crying, I would immediately go to it, which is the wrong thing to do, right? Like if something is making a sound that is like your gut reaction is to go, probably not. It feels a lot like doing what it tells you to do. And I feel like I would just like be frozen for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we off topic, but with a baby crying years ago when we lived in an apartment, I think I've said it on our podcast before. My mom and I woke up at the exact same time and ran into the living room because we heard a baby crying and we're like, did someone leave a baby somewhere? We don't have a baby here. But we both ran and we were like looking out the front door, the back door, trying to find this baby. And then it just stopped and there was never a baby. Yeah, you're right. That's how they get you. Yeah, we probably should have been murdered. Luckily, we weren't.
I think sometimes things just want attention. And we especially if it was a place where you were living, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was only that one time and we lived there for years, well, like a year or two. But yeah.
Okay, before we continue on, I was going to say, let's respond to some comments because, let's see, let's take a little peek. I'm going to scroll back.
Okay, so yeah, La Muerte Paranormal also said Joe felt intense dread when we first walked in. Oof. But it was like a big feeling. But I can, you know, imagine if it was the ambulance area too, like that meant tragic, horrible things usually, right? Going in and out of those doors.
Yeah. Also, not to fully change the subject, but someone also commented, wherever I'm going, I'm packing snacks. Wherever I'm going, I'm always packing like snacks and extra change of clothes. Like maybe I'll need my contacts. I don't know. If I leave the house, I have like a bag of things. I don't know why. And then Amanda just glazed right over all of our Werther's comments that are like, we need to get a chilled ice pack for your mobile Werther's stack and a cooler just for Werther's. I've got news for you. I've got an Igloo fanny pack that I could just pop in the freezer, put a little freezer pack in there, have a little ice cold Werther's on the go with that. Perfect. I was going to sell it at a yard sale. Now it's got a whole new life as a Werther's vessel.
Can you make like a Cricut like nameplate for it?
Werther's vessel? Is it gonna be ice cold Werther's vessel? Yeah, write that down.
I think the sun's setting right here now and like I'm so bright. I'm so sorry.
You're ethereal.
I am. I was going for that and that was my goal today.
Ben said there was also a Supernatural episode with a crying baby that did not turn out well for those folks.
Agreed.
Oh, and then lots of children from before vaccines passed there too. And that mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense because, again, we're in the early 1900s when this first opened. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's like 1920-ish. And so medicine was certainly not what it is today. And right. Yeah. Okay, also a cooler bag. A cooler shape like a bag of Werther's. I am intrigued. I also could just make like a, I feel like I could do that. Cooler.
I was like, who's the parent company of Werther's? You're going to have to send them an email. Boy, do I have some ideas for you. They're like, please stop emailing us.
Look, this is how this is how Amanda and I make it, is with big, big hard candy. Hard candies sponsored by hard candies. Just the concept of hard candies. Perfect. Done and done. Werther's bag cooler.
My notes out of context are like creepy as Werther's.
Just very bizarre. Amanda is the angsty miner with a Pokeball. You like how I can't point to it? Amazing. Okay. And then Mimix writes, I don't know what that's in context to now. Because
I think the crying baby, maybe.
Oh, yes. Yes. Also, like, I do think that Mimic-esque things probably exist outside of Appalachia. It's just we probably aren't lumping them into the same, like, thing.
Do they travel with the Blair Witch? Also, that's coming out soon, and I'm very excited.
Probably. Probably. I mean, are you going to fly to Maryland and live here?
You know, you've promised me to go to Burkittsville multiple times, and we have yet to go to Burkittsville.
Well, that's how I get you to keep coming back out, is I'm like, this time we'll go.
So well, actually, I'm on my way home, and then I'm like, not again. We didn't go.
I do believe it might be on the way to the next place we've been talking about investigating that we're not going to mention right now, but I think it is on the way.
If you're not going to take me there.
I'm gonna keep stringing you along.
All I want to do is go to Burkittsville and see the Blair Witch. That's not a lot to ask.
Girls just want to go to Burkittsville.
Yes, see that's the all Blair I want. Witch.
Girls just want to go to Burkittsville and see the Blair Witch. Oh, I'm writing. It's taking a while because it's a long phrase.
They're correcting our pronunciations. No. I think also we say in that episode, we're like, there's like multiple ways to say it. This is how we're going to say it, but who could know?
Yeah, I've seen Appalachia and Appalachia.
Yeah.
There could be another variant. I am sorry. Sometimes I say my own name wrong. Also, somehow, like how Lay's does their celebrity flavors. Okay, now I want Werther's flavored Lay's. That's another email. Lay's. They had lemonade flavored chips. They can make a Werther's. Lay's. Very can you make a Werther's chip?
They've already lost the plot, three of her email we? Addresses. She has to make perfect. A Werther's Lover 94.
Why is it 94?
It's the first number that came to my head. Yes, the new Blair Witch movie by Blumhouse. I am very, very excited. I think we shared it on our page yesterday when the trailer thingy teaser came out.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet, but
on
I
every
am
page I have.
Very excited. I did see the notifications of True Creep sharing it. I was like, okay, there's something very exciting. Amanda's very excited about something, and I'm excited to know about it.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Okay, Amanda, are you ready to walk us through your experience? Now, keep in mind, I do have some photos like ready on the side. So if there's one that you would like me to pull up as we're chatting, let me know. I was going to see if I could figure out how to like resize these real quick. So just give me like hold tight for 1 second. I'm going to see if I can figure that out. I can't.
So let's
keep going.
I'll just go through a couple of my notes that I took. I did say as we were like going through the, I guess it would be the ground floor, and we were heading to the steps to go downstairs, I did get a headache, but it was like gone once we went downstairs. I will note that they said that they had a wire going to the laboratory because they can't figure out why they can't get power to it. And they're like, it's very bizarre that we can't, we got it working everywhere else, but not here. So I was like, I wonder what, I mean, it could just be weird power issues, but also that's supposed to be one of the most active places.
That's fair. And I feel like also any place where there's like people were working there a lot, like they were in that space more, it makes sense that would be more active.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the group members were saying that they were feeling heavy. Once we got into the lab and I think it kind of went away once we all went back upstairs. And I put a weird note. I was like, in the lab, I feel like I hear water dripping. I don't know how to explain it because there was like no water. I mean, there was like a sink, but to my knowledge, there wasn't water that you could get anywhere. Like the sinks weren't working or anything.
Yeah.
So that was weird, but I was like, I feel like I hear it dripping, but there is no water.
It's just a specific sound too, that like it's not going to be something else.
Yeah. And like, as the owner was telling us stories about each room, he did say at one point, I don't remember which specific room, but he's gotten locked in or out of doors. And he's also heard footsteps. And the way that he described them is hard-soled shoes, not like sneakers, not like modern-day shoes. It was like hard-soled, which, you know, the difference between that, like when you hear it on the floor.
Yeah. Well, also, it would make sense that a lot of the people who were there would be wearing like sturdier shoes for mining, and also of that time period, like it's going to be hard.
Yeah, and like the doctors and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Joe had mentioned feeling a big angry guy, kind of like a protective energy. And I thought that was very interesting because that is what is said to be in that lab, is someone that is a little grumpy. I didn't feel bad energy. I felt like there was energy there, but I didn't get like a negative feeling from whoever is there. I also wrote down that the nurse's break room is attached to the kitchen and they've had a lot of activity in there. And that's also one of the doors that he's been locked out of. So the nurses are like, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I need a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And eventually, hopefully, like once they get it all together, they want to rent out rooms to paranormal groups, which I thought was really cool, like to actually make it a paranormal destination. And like it would be really fun to stay there and be able to explore throughout the night. They do have a few haunted dolls and some furniture from various places. And so that's another thing that could also be holding some energy. I know that's happening to me over and over again.
Like if I fell out, it was like, you're done.
But yeah, so that's another thing, is some of this antique furniture definitely could be holding something that they're bringing in. Not a bad thing, but just that could add to something being there.
We did already post a video that Amanda showed of like a bazillion rocking chairs, just like existing.
My worst enemy.
Just aggravated.
I didn't say anything when I was there either. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is my biggest fear. Like, shadow people, things happening, sure. But, like, the rocking chair moving, I'm out.
Yeah, fair.
They were touching a little bit about Ghost Adventures being there. You know, Lindsay and I's feelings on them. But rumor has it, don't know if this is just true because the owner wasn't there at that time either. It's just what they've heard. Does Zach even hang out in the area? He chose to be in the van most of the night, and I just thought that was interesting because I was like, no problem being in here.
Also, I think that when you bring a negative energy, you get a negative energy by default. And I think that sometimes many paranormal investigators, they instigate so that they can get a reaction, and you're probably going to have a very different experience. If like, imagine if someone walked into your house and was like, hey, you talk to me. I'd be like, well, first thing, like,
exactly.
Right. Yeah. Rather than being like, good evening, you know? Also, Amanda, you want to explain rocking chairs real quick?
Rocking chairs. Yeah.
Amanda's afraid of rocking chairs.
The jets are happening again. It's jet
that
time.
I did hear them.
Yeah. The window rattles. It's really fun. When, you know, we were normally recording and I can edit it out because I'm like, pause, 30 second pause, hold on. Jet time.
Jets, baby, live.
I had to sign a thing when we bought the house that we understood that jets will always be flying over this. Because this used to be an Air Force base, I guess. Like, this was Luke Air Force Base before Luke existed, from what I understand. Now I'm hitting my mic. Okay, so rocking chairs. I don't like that they rock on their own. I don't know why. That's the one thing that gets me. Other things can be moving, shit can fall off counters, sure, but the rocking chair moving is my breaking point.
Yeah. We Zach also whenever dramatic. We do see a rocking chair, we're always like, is it moving? It's also, it's an easier thing to move, so it's more likely to move than just a standard chair.
It is, yeah, like wind, anything,
like worrisome. Yeah, but so not a reliable source of paranormal activity, but also reactive, if you will.
Yeah, I like this. We're putting a sign in the house. This household doesn't support Zach Packins. Love it.
I like it.
Well, when I watched the episode before, so originally we were going to do a regular episode of this, and then we were like, ooh, let's do it live. But I watched their episode, and I even messaged Lindsay because I watched it first, and I was like, why is he just in the van half this episode? And I guess it's because he did not want to be inside.
He just makes me so mad. Like, he was not my flavor of entertainer before this. Mm-hmm. But when we did our Dybbuk Box episode a long time ago, like after we recorded it, I was like, hey, Amanda, did it seem like I was yelling at you? Because if it did, I'm really sorry. I was just legitimately mad. Like, just so legitimately mad in that episode. Because I was like, oh, this is so fucked. Like, what he said about this compared to like what the actual lore is. But that's neither here nor there. But I do love that everyone is like, no. That's how we know who our people are a bit.
Right.
Oh, like, and you know what? Like, do you like Zach Bagans?
Right. I know. That's how I'm like, oh, you like ghosts. But like, somehow you have to work in. How do you feel about Zach Bagans, though? Like, is it good or bad? Mm-hmm. Are we going to connect or no? Yeah. But La Muerte just said, they said Zach also brought one of the rocking chairs from a local shop in the area to make the room look creepier. Oh, I didn't hear that. I probably tuned out just staring at the rocking chairs at that moment.
She was like, I'm afraid. it was like a freeze reaction.
Yeah, well, and it was the most active room, supposedly, like between all the shows and the investigations that we read about and watched, they were like, this is the room. And I'm like, and of course it's full of rocking chairs, of all things.
Of all things.
At one point I did write, I didn't put the room, unfortunately, but like I didn't know what each room technically was or would have been. But I felt a tap on my arm at one point, like on the top back of my arm is what I put. So like back here. And I was like, what's that? Oh, you're playing with the
I didn't mean to do what I've done. Continue. Ignore me. Like, oh, this will make the chat smaller. I was wrong. I made it round or pill shaped. My bad. A journey.
And so after we explored kind of the downstairs area, we went upstairs, which was the maternity and the x-ray area. And that's kind of where our home base was, is like the x-ray check-in-ish area, I believe is what it was. And so we put all of our stuff down kind of in the room before this. So this is the x-ray. I think this is the x-ray room where everything was. Mm-hmm. That's why it's like divided. I did have a music box that went off a lot in that area. There you go. That was kind of our setup for a while. And the music box was pointing through that doorway. And it was kind of funny because it was messing with me at one point. I'd walk in the room because I'd hear the music box. And the second I walked in the room, it would stop. And then one of my other meters would be going off in another area. And so I kept like going back and forth. It was like ping pong. They were probably laughing at me because I was like, oh, this is going off. And I run over trying to get it on camera. And then the other one would go off. And I was like, it is literally messing with me.
Oh, it's covering me. Genuine reactions here. So we've used your Poltertune before. Do you feel like it was more reactive here than any of the other places that we've investigated?
Yeah, I mean, it was more consistent. Like, it would go off for a few seconds and then stop over and over again. And then at one point it was going off for, I don't know, 30-ish seconds. But it was pretty active. And like, no one was in that room. You could hear all of our voices behind it in some of the videos that I have. And I have my voice recorder going a lot. But it seemed like it was playing with us at one point.
That's fair. I mean, I think I also would do that if I was a ghost. I'd be like, oh.
And at one point, I want to say, Vince, you were with me. We were walking, I think, out of that room into like our equipment room. And we both looked at each other and we're like, you just heard something behind us, right? But everyone was in front of us. And so I have that in my notes that it seemed like it was like maybe from the cabinet area over there. I don't know where it came from, but we both like turned around and looked and we didn't see anything. But we did hear something moving. Oh, you know what? I forgot, Lindsay. Right when we walked in, your favorite part, I missed it. So when we first walked in, I turned, I want to say to Chris, and I was like, do you smell Band-Aids right now? Does everything smell like Band-Aids?
Ghost sense.
And he's Band-Aid. Like, oh my gosh, it does. And I was like, that's interesting that like, that's the looming smell. It's not the cigars. It's not all that. It is Band-Aids. That's what I smell.
That is deeply unsettling. Deeply unsettling. And this is like at a place that one of the ghosts smells is blood. It's just, I think the idea of like medical stuff.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't like it. I also put in my notes that the surgery room still smelled like sterilization stuff. Like, not always though, because we went in there several times throughout the night, but just occasionally. Oh, okay. Vince said, yeah, somewhere in that area. So it wasn't just me. We heard something. If I remember right, I believe they're going to turn the surgery room into a dining room eventually, which is interesting.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, I had the note. So supposedly that's like where the x-ray techs hung out, and that's where we heard the sound. Let's see, I'm going through my notes again. In that area, I also felt another touch on my left arm at that point.
Was it like a tap or like a hold?
Yeah, just like a very like light tap, because I thought someone, like one of our group's members, was like, hey. But then I looked and I was like, nothing's behind me and everyone's in front of me. I kind of like was on the back end for a while trying to get a few pictures and videos during the day. So I thought that was interesting.
One of the people in the live said that Axe is going to be a ghost smell later on. And I think that is true. Also, that does mean that Victoria's Secret love spell will be.
Okay.
I can get behind that. I can get behind that. And do you know why? Because do you know what it smells like? This is also one of my talents, is I can taste a thing and tell you what it tastes like. I am very good at it. But love spell by Victoria's Secret smells like fruit roll-ups, like how they taste. And if you don't believe me, go experience both again and remind yourself that I'm right. But yes, Axe and love spell.
Oh, no.
Delicious, I guess. I don't know. Maybe Irish Springs as well.
Oh, no. There's going to be a lot of weird smells. Oh, I think the emo is going to be the best part, though.
It's going to be like, I feel like millennials are really going to have a moment with our hauntings. Like, we're going to have a fun time. We're going to worry some people. It'll be great. Like, I feel like we'll be Casper-like ghosts. I'm doing a lot of Casper references today. I don't know why, because I haven't watched it in a while. Oh, cucumber melon, perhaps a sweet pea, but the hand sanitizer version of it, quite specifically, that smells like someone poured straight vodka into it.
Perfect.
Mwah. Chef's kiss.
We're going to be the best ghosts.
You know what I just thought about? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Notes are coming out. There, I've been like making little videos of like other places we like to like investigate, right?
Yeah.
There happens to be a closed down skate land next to my house.
I lived at Skateland.
How fun. I mean, I also lived at Skateland, but your girl can't skate. I sat in the back and I sketched while my friends skated. Part of it, but arts. Skateland. Oh man, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Sorry, only I got very excited.
I'll teach you. It'll be so fun.
Here's the thing. Here, I wanted to play roller derby.
So did I.
Skate. Yeah, but you could skate. I can't skate. I did have a fun name and it was Kamikaze. That was the first thing. And then I bought all the equipment to learn. And then I immediately broke my toe walking. And then I was like, you know what?
She does fall a lot.
If I break my toe walking, I'm not going to try to do this other impact sport. Anyway, okay. We were at Band-Aid ghost smells. I'm going to just make a quick list of millennial ghost smells.
Perfect. And I will note, too, that everyone that lives at the hospital currently, we were later on in the evening in the lab, the laboratory. And I asked, like, do you ever feel anything in here, like negative, or especially because they're men? And they were like, no, never. So I thought that was interesting that like they're okay being in there. When we were in there, we didn't feel any negativity. We felt something, but not negative. Later on, we did bring our meters and ghost bell or dead bell and the Poulter tune in there. And the bell was doing that thing again that it did at Vulture where it almost like vibrated, or like, but like didn't fully ring. Yeah, it did that. And then my REM pod was doing its clicky thing. It wasn't fully going off, but it was clicking. Hmm. Oh, I put it by the sink too, because I was like, someone wants to use the sink.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's really interesting when things use tools in a different way. Because could you imagine, right? Someone walks into a room. They bring in what looks like a gizmo, a doodad, a gadget of some sort. And they're like, talk to me with this. And you're like, how? Right? Like, yeah. They're like, I don't, what do you want me to do with this? Like, I feel like another part of ghost investigations is being like, hey, this is kind of how you do this.
Well, and we do. We usually will say, like, if you go near it, it's going to make a sound. Or I even have, I think, a couple times I'm like, for science, and I'm touching it or going near it and telling them, like, if you go near this light or this metal piece, it's going to make a sound. If you walk in front of it, it's going to play a song. So that is important to note. Yeah, for anyone that does go any sort of ghost hunting or exploration, to teach them how to use the tools.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what else we got? I was looking in the chat really quick. We've got some more ghost sense. And then I'm looking at the wrong thing. PBR. Adding that to the list. Don't worry. You can't.
Oh my gosh. An SLS at Skateland. Yes, please.
Just like dancing.
And you just see them falling over and over again too.
Have I sent you? Okay, so I love wholesome activities on a TikTok. And so there's like the women who dance in the circle together. Okay. Do you know who I'm talking about? They're a treasure and a delight. Love watching them. Love their energy. And then there's like this group of men that just like skate together at Skateland. But it's like synchronized. And I'm like, I love this. I love this as a hobby. I think this is hitting my mic. That's how excited I am. I'm just excited about it. But now I'm just imagining like SLS as that, like a little group of them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I can't wait. Yeah. All right. So that needs to happen. We need someone who owns an abandoned skate land to let us in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is one in walking distance. Like I'm telling my address. There's one near me.
I live at 1-2 vaguely.
Street Road. The internet is fast, so I mean, I have no illusions that you couldn't Google me very easily. Anyway, okay, so what did you want to tell me to show you the, where was it, the morgue? I think I like the photo. Oh yeah, we can go through too.
Some of the pictures. Yeah?
Do you want me to just randomly click them and you can just like on the spot go? Here are doors. How about that?
These are doors. I believe that was from the emergency department to like the patient rooms, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. So that would bring you here? So the other side of this room.
Yeah. So that was kind of where we entered, but I'm looking, I think, away from the entrance or towards the entrance. I'm sorry. But that would have been, I guess, the ER / patient rooms. And then I tried to be considerate because they are living in the building as well. So I didn't want to show their living quarters or anything like that. They did like show us around. But very interesting to like have such a big space.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to look at the upstairs rooms before we do anything that's like it's downstairs.
Yeah, this was upstairs. This would have been a patient room. And the funny thing is they closed the curtain early on before we started our investigation. And then at the end of the night, we're like, the curtain's open again. Luckily, Vince had a camera in there and saw that someone physically moved the curtain. Because we were like, was it a ghost or a human?
What also, it looks like there's like ash on the floor almost. But I think it's kind of hard when a place is this old to kind of know.
Those are
like,
from bats.
Oh, understood.
That's not ash.
Understood. Let's see. I'm just going to go through in the vague order. This is okay. The entrance.
That's
to the
door
morgue,
to the morgue. So you'd go downstairs. That's you go outside and then downstairs again.
And you know what? Was a As I'm saying this, I'm gonna just. Do you want to talk about a certain area and then I'll go to that picture as opposed to me just randomly clicking pictures?
Because no, I feel it's like fine because not... we could talk about it. If you go to the picture of the morgue and then the little
tiny one
label, yeah. So we did get big. We got to go into the morgue and they still have all of the labels on the cabinets in there, which I thought was very interesting. But this is one of them. But just that it still has like the medications and what's in the cabinets. I thought that was crazy that it's still there. That's the morgue that I think I have a video of it too, but everyone was talking. So I was like, oh, I just want to try to listen to what everyone's saying too. But they still had like the area where I guess they theorize that's where like the ice would be brought in to keep the bodies cold. But they still had like this big brick area.
That makes sense. And someone asked if they let you go into the morgue. Yes, I'm assuming is the answer.
Yeah, I took this down there. He has solar panels and like a solar battery for the building, and he had to go check on it for some reason. Something wasn't working right. So he's like, I have to go down there anyways if you guys want to go with us. And I was like, okay, yes, take us to the morgue.
I'm clicking through to see. It's a laundry room. You like the hard pivot?
Yeah, so this was upstairs, and I want to say that was like where they'd sanitize sheets and stuff. In this area, I want to say, Ashley, was it you? Where I was like, something just like made a sound over here. It was either you or maybe Chris. And maybe it was Chris. And we walked over and nothing was happening, but there was a sound that came from this area. Let's see, I forget what room this is. Vince, I think you guys were in there a little bit more than I was. Because you guys were having a full-blown conversation with, I want to say his name was Ben. And I walked in like to the tail end of the conversation, but they were having a pleasant conversation with something in there. Very big room. But it was like in the evening time when we went back. So this was like our initial walkthrough during the day. And then we went and looked at the mine before sunset, and then we came back and set up.
What kind of tools were they using for their conversation?
It was a spirit box, I believe. I forget what exact one. Okay, yeah, they said they were in the room a lot with a nurse named Ben. But Ben was funny. Ben was, like, poking fun at everything. So they were using... and the dead bell. Yeah, the dead bell was on one of the windowsills. And then at one point, too, I think in the nurse's station or right outside it, they had flashlights set up so they can turn on and off. I was still setting up the SLS camera for a little bit while they were in here. And then, what else was I setting up? Oh, I set up in the x-ray room, and then I met them in there after. But... I think I have one video of them talking to Ben, but it's the tail end. I missed a lot of it, but they were laughing a lot. It sounded fun.
I see.
That's one of the hallways. So that's the upstairs hallway. And you see at the end of the hall, that was where I was setting up the laptop for the SLS camera. But yeah, they're going to redo this whole thing. It's a lot of work. And then the other angle. So when you're looking down at this room, I think that's showing the room we just showed way at the end. And then on the left would have been the nurse's station. Okay, yeah. So they had a spirit box with him and a necrometer.
I also find it just, again, so fascinating just how vacant it is. Which, good, because when they go to renovate it, it'll be a lot easier to not have to move stuff out. But also, it's just so open. That I think that sometimes that in and of itself is a little bit unnerving.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And you can hear, like, because it's everything echoes.
So yeah, you hear everything.
I just thought the switches were cool. I think that's the surgery area, looking into the other room, I believe.
Okay, yeah. And then we have a few other photos of that, too.
Yeah, so that's the surgery room. perhaps a dining room in the future. I don't know what that did, but that was part of in the surgery room.
But on a very real note, the light in here, gorgeous. Like with these tiles, I could see why you would want to make that into a dining room.
Yeah. And yeah, I just like that, like the machines and everything were still there in some of the rooms, mm-hmm. or like some of the old style light switches, or yeah, that sanitizer, some of the equipment. I mean, not the equipment that's still on the walls, I guess.
Mike wants to know if they also give haircuts.
I don't know.
Ghost haircuts I only.
He's listening to the wrong episode.
Wrong podcast. Understood. Get it right, Mike. Okay, let's see. Let me look at the photos and see which ones we haven't done yet. I think we did this one. This is where Ben was.
Yep.
I think we've gone through all of them.
Yeah, and I have been going through footage still. There's a lot. And that's one thing that I was kind of poking fun at yesterday is like, you'll do a couple hours of an investigation and then you're going to times that by five when you're looking at footage and recordings. And, you know, it's especially the recordings. There's nothing visually to watch. You're just sitting there listening for anything strange. There was a couple that we'll probably share where I was like, this is an interesting sound that I don't know where it came from. And then for the video recordings, I have a lot of the music box going off quite a bit. You can hear the bell, I think, in a couple of them. At one point, we sat down in the X-ray room and Joe had mentioned, oh, like the kids like playing. And so we brought out a ball, like a bouncy ball, and we were bouncing it and it kept going off when we started playing. Another interesting thing, when we were bouncing the ball, at one point it was gone. Like I was like, oh, it just rolled into the hall. We looked in the hall, couldn't find it. And like an hour or two later, it was down the hall behind a door. And I'm like, I did not roll it that hard, but it made it all the way over there somehow.
Unnerving.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean,
maybe the bats are playing with it. Sorry. Oh, I don't know if you heard Theo come chortling in.
Mike and his AI.
What was I going to say? Oh, I also realized that normally when we do our paranormal episodes, we give a little primer about the tools that were used. So, like, real quick. So, I've heard necrometer and spirit box, ghost spell, your poltertune, which is what, when you say music box, that's what you mean.
Right. Yeah, and Vince also had one. He had the other version of it.
Understood.
And then... what else do we have? Oh, and then we had the SLS camera. I just kind of pointed it down the hall because it's very big and clunky to move around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's like not an easy thing to necessarily move. So I could see why you're like, I don't want to put it, move it every 3 minutes. I'm also saying they didn't have an elevator. Maybe they did. I don't know.
They did, but it's not, what is it? You can't use it yet. I think it does work, but I think... laws and stuff, you have to like get it up to code and stuff. We also did go downstairs in the records room because we did hear that that was pretty active, and we set up, so Vince put his music box facing one direction in the hall and I put mine facing the other, and you would hear one go off and then the other back and forth, and it seemed like something was pacing. And I think in one of my videos we'll share it, I was like, nothing's out here. I don't see the cat. I don't see anyone walking, but it continually keeps going off. What else was I going to say? Oh, we did
the music boxes. I was going to say the music boxes. Also, basically, something walks in front of it. That's when it's going to go off. So it's like kind of like a motion detector, almost kind of like a REM pod in the same way of like touching it. But
yeah, yeah. If you walk in an area in front of it, it should go off.
And then I think Christina asked what years the hospital was opened. It opened in 1919, and we don't have the exact closure date, but the mine area like was completely closed down in around 1986.
Right.
So not that long for a hospital, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I was getting into it. We did do an SD session and I was wearing the headphones and I've gone through the, I had a voice recorder kind of by the door though. I put it in like the most unfortunate spot. So you can hear some of the questions and some of my answers. But at one point, I forget what Vince asks. He asks a question of like, is there anything you want Amanda to tell us? And immediately my response was, we're ghosts. And I thought that was hilarious.
I love that.
I could not hear them with the headphones.
We're ghosts. Like,
it's so loud. You even can hear how loud it is, I think, in the recording at some points.
In the video, you can tell that there's a lot of like background sound generally. Because at first, I didn't recognize Amanda's voice. I was like, what just said I'm ghosts? Because I didn't realize the context of what I was watching. Then I was like, oh. But the timing is very good.
Yeah, yeah. But it is very active there. And like the hotspots that a lot of people had said are hotspots. I do agree with it, but I did not feel negative presence. Nothing hostile at all. It just seemed like they were curious. More so as to like what we were doing and why we were there, but not negative in any way. Which I appreciated.
Yeah, I would imagine it. There probably hasn't been that many investigations there compared to like a lot of the places that we've gone to where they're like, I know how this goes
versus every day.
Yeah. And where, well, you know, some well-known ghost shows have been there, obviously. But like in terms of like truly just hundreds, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious as to how active it'll be once they start more of the restorations.
Yeah, I'd also be really curious about whether anything changes when things are brought in or removed. Like, if some of the furniture is removed and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything that they have currently is new stuff, but, like, new to the hospital stuff, not new. So, there's a lot of antiques and random stuff that definitely could hold stuff. But, yeah, once they start restoring like the walls and like the different rooms, I'm curious as to how things will change, or like, you know, if the, especially if the nurses were kind of protective of their areas too, like how they're going to feel about it being changed into something different.
Yeah. And I would even be curious as to whether they would like lean into their uses that once existed there, right? So like, if it's a nurse's area, I don't know what would be a nurse, like a nurse's area. But like my point is just like respecting the space and being like, this was once this, and like explaining that. And we mentioned it much earlier in the episode, but there's a population of about 3,100 people there. So it also sounds so much like the person who owns this really does want it to be a place for his community. And I love that he's like, I want this to be like a place where people can go, not just a haunted place, not just for this one thing. Like, it can be enjoyed in other ways. Because again, it's almost 30,000 square feet. That's really big.
Right. And I want to say he plans on taking the family upstairs once that's restored and then making a lot of it downstairs. Mm-hmm. But I mean, things can change. There's so much that'll go on, you know? Chris is laughing about the rocking chair. Yes, they're terrifying. Oh yeah, we didn't. I didn't like that. I didn't like the camera, the baby camera, the baby monitor. Mike said that I didn't even like the rocking chair we had when Ollie was born. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. And looking at the camera occasionally, I dreaded it. I was like, I'm gonna see something fucking weird. It's not gonna go well.
I feel like anytime you're looking at one of those little black and white footage monitors too, they're just it's just got an unnerving feel to it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Amanda, would you go to Phelps Dodge Hospital again to do an investigation?
I would love to. Yeah, I can't wait to see once they start the restorations. Mm-hmm. I want to go and see like the finished product for sure. I know that like the morgue area, we got to do the we were shown it, but we did not, you know, like do anything else there. We just kind of poked around for a few minutes. But it would be cool to investigate there. I would love to do the lab again. We didn't spend too much time downstairs, only because, I mean, they live there and we wanted to be respectful. But I heard the kitchen area, like we got to see it, but where like the nurses hung out too, is very active. And we didn't really get a chance to hang out there. So there's definitely a lot more spaces to explore and to investigate.
The other underlying theme of all investigation is I wish I had more time every single time. Even when you were there for a significant period of time, it's always like, oh, I wish I had more. Even though one's battery needs to recharge. You know, I almost sometimes wish I'm like, can I have a 2-day situation where I can go and come back and then go and come back?
Right. Does the building have mold or mildew? You know what? I don't know. I mean, they're living in it and they've restored, like, no, I shouldn't say restored. They've like cleaned up a lot of the bottom floor and they're working on the top floor. So I would say like they're still working on it and they're moving stuff around. So, you know, old building, moving stuff around. I don't know.
Fair. Very fair.
But yeah.
Well,
what about you? Would you want to go to the haunted hospital?
I think I would. I'm excited for a new ghost smell and bats. I need to meet a new haunted location cat.
I'm also was very nice.
I just realized just such a good idea for our Patreon stickers next year. Hold on. Where's my note page? I have 1,000 notes. You're going to love it. But I'm not going to say it here because I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Each year we have a new Patreon sticker. And so slowly we're rolling out this year's as everyone's anniversaries come up, which I like this year's too. I always say like the current year is my favorite.
You're gonna love this idea. We do have some of our patrons on here. Did you want to talk about real quick our new perk that's going to be going forward, not retrospective, but
do you have it written out yet? Totally up to you. You can say it.
I have enough to
ruin the surprise.
Perfect. Perfect. So we're going to have something called the Vault, which is basically you'll have access to a Google Drive. It'll be read only so that you can't take it and delete it on accident because where we also store it, but to our footage, to our photos and our footage from our investigations. So you could like peek in and go look at something
right
before we're sharing it on social media. We'll often share snippets on social media, but you'll never see like the full one in there. So we're excited for that.
Yeah.
Made the very dramatic name of the Vault because I just think that's fun. But we're gonna add that to our Patreon access.
Yeah. And I take a lot of videos, too many videos.
Don't we all?
Everything.
Don't we all?
And pictures. What was it? Hold on. I had to up my storage because I won't ever stop. I have 148,471 photos on my phone right now.
You have a child and pets. That feels like a reasonable amount of photos.
It's all child. Pets, random dogs that aren't even mine, most likely, in haunted places. So, music
perfect.
Too. Emo.
I am opening up our calendar, just verifying in my brain. Okay, so we're wrapping it up. Thank you so much, everyone, for creeping with us live. We had a really good time. We hope you did too. I'm suddenly blanking on everything I said, even though I've posted it. Our next live is going to be on July 23rd, which is a Thursday. We haven't picked the exact time yet, but we'll be posting it all over the place when that happens. But thanks again. You'll be able to see more photos and then investigation footage on our social media months to come because it always takes a bit of time to parse through all that.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you all. This was a lot of fun. We were very nervous about it and how much we usually mess up. I will say that we didn't mess up as much as normal.
We did better. Then when it's just I think that you and I we just get goofier, you know? Okay, so and with that, have a great weekend.
Thanks for creeping with us.
Thanks for listening. And as always, a special thank you to our patrons who support us via Patreon.
Please see the link in our show notes to learn more about how you, yes you, can begin to haunt the dump, guard vortexes, or even become a scorching Sasquatch.
Also in our show notes, you can find the link to our website, more information on our sources, our social media handles, and our merch store.
We'd love for you to keep creeping with us. So if you like this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the show with your fellow creeps and or ghosts.
I beg of you.